Okay, so the Sefer Yosef v'Shosh Avoda quotes from the Zohar Kadosh as follows. If we look in Perkov Gimel of Sefer Vayik, which delineates the Muadim, the second pasuk there, the Torah says, "Dabir b'nei Yosef, mert alem odei Hashem, eshe tikru asem mikir kodesh, elhem odeis." It says the Zohar Kadosh, when the pasuk says, "Moadei Hashem, eshe tikru asem mikir kodesh, the Muadim of Hashem, eshe proclaim mikir kodesh," that refers to Pesach, to Shavuos, and Sukkot. So at the end of the pasuk, when it says, "Elhem odeis," these are my holidays, it refers to Rosh Hashanah, to Chanukah, and Purim. And the question is as follows. We understand the connection between the Gemara and Galim, but what on earth is the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Chanukah and Purim that the Zohar Kodesh understands that the phrase Elohim Odai refers to the three of them? So perhaps we can explain as follows. The common denominator between Rosh Hashanah, between Chanukah and Purim, it's all about times when Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence is hidden. And the Purim story and Chanukah story, the times when Kodesh Baruch Hu was hidden. And the same thing is true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yantif. It's the Yantif which is on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the Chag when it's Kasa, it's when things are hidden. And the point is of Rosh Hashanah is that despite the fact that we live in a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is hidden, but the point we blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into this world, to be Megala, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the common denominator between Rosh Hashanah, between Chanukah and Purim, and the all purpose of all of these three Yom Tovim are to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world, despite the fact that it may be hidden at times. And perhaps for this reason, that's why the phrase Elohim Odai is the phrase that refers to Rosh Hashanah to Chanukah and Purim, because unlike the beginning part of the pasuk, which makes an explicit reference to the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elohim Odai, these are my holidays, doesn't make any mention of the name of Hashem, because the point of these holidays, these are just my holidays, because the point of these holidays are is for us to bring out and to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. And with the Yantav of Chanukah upcoming, so we have to take this in mind, because it's 8 days of Hodah, and the purpose of these 8 days of Hodah, the word Hodah literally means to admit, it's 8 days of admitting to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and this is the message in Chanukah, the darkest of times of the year. It's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence may not be as much felt, but the point is that in Chanukah, it's 8 days of Hodah to counteract that Kfirah and to admit to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is still here. And obviously, with everything going on in Eretz Yisrael, we need this message more than ever. We have to be motivated. We have to recognize the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is still here. Elohim Odai, these are my holidays. The purpose of Rosh Hashanah, the purpose of Chanukah, and the purpose of Purim is to be megala the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is still with Klai Yisrael, despite the fact that we might not always see it.